In today's gospel, Jesus gives us a very clear and simple instruction. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Sounds simple, doesn't it? We're going to talk about it. Stay tuned. Here we go. Well, you're still with me. That's a good thing after what I had to say at the beginning of the program. Be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. I think if it were me listening, I don't know, I might have headed for the hills. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. It is great to be back with you here once again on Blog Talk Radio. On today's program, we're going to look at the Mass readings from today's daily Mass. And yes, that gospel, it's a challenging one. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus challenges us, and this is a good thing. I mean, let's face it, let's not panic. Let's give it some time. Let's let these words sink in. But on the other hand, we need to be challenged. We need to be stretched a little bit. Otherwise, we're going to just continue to plod along and to never grow spiritually. You know what happens? You never grow spiritually. That's not a good thing, especially when it comes to getting to heaven. The good news about this challenging gospel today, and that's not the only thing challenging Jesus said, but the good news is that when Jesus gives us a command like that, he doesn't expect us to do it by ourselves, but he expects us to do what we can. And we'll discuss that a little bit later on. In addition, I'm going to open up the great book, The Imitation of Christ, and talking about placing all of our cares in God. That's something that we often forget to do, but it's really something we should do. We try to solve these things. I was talking with my spiritual director today, and this is exactly what we were discussing. The fact that we try to handle all of these problems ourselves, we try to grow spiritually by ourselves, I'm just going to fight my way through it. Well, that's not the way the Lord wants us to do it. He asks, he wants us, I should say, to ask him for help. Remember that. That's a really important concept for us all to remember. Does that sound good? Anyway, we're going to have a great show today. I have the window open. It's a beautiful, beautiful June night in southern New Jersey. I've got my cup of Mystic Monk coffee. Here we go. You can tell that's Mystic Monk coffee, right? Cinnamon coffee cake today. I'm still awaiting my latest shipment. By the way, I want to point out something. If you've never ordered Mystic Monk Coffee and you're a coffee fan, please give it a shot. You can find out more about this great product on my website, followingthetruth.com. Just click on the Mystic Monk image. It'll take you into the monk's website. These are authentic Carmelite monks. You got to get to know these guys. If you want to be inspired, get on their mailing list. And you can do that when you click on that icon or that image for Mystic Monk Coffee. It'll take you to their website, and you can also find out about the monks and get on their mailing list as well. But the way that they support themselves is they make this amazing coffee. You can get it in whole bean format. You can get it ground, however you want it. Different flavors. They have some teas. They have some great mugs and other assorted products. From time to time, they'll even have some chocolates. Really good stuff. And these guys are wonderful. Wonderful. They love the Lord. They love Our Lady. And whenever you purchase Mystic Monk Coffee through my website, here's what happens. You help me financially because I get a commission. So if you would kindly consider that and let your friends know, you help me out financially, you help the monks out financially, and you help yourself out by getting some great coffee. So that's Mystic Monk Coffee, available at followingthetruth.com. The other way that, since we're talking about it, you can help me financially, especially if you're someone who shops from Amazon, is to use the Amazon image on my website. And this is one of the ways that I keep this program free of charge, and I'm able to continue my full-time ministry. It's one little thing that helps me, but a lot of little things add up to a big thing. Amen? If you shop from Amazon, please just use the link, if you would be so kind, on my website. You'll see an Amazon image. Click on that. That'll take you into Amazon. Everything is the same for you. You get the same prices you would ordinarily get. You get the same products. The only difference is because you came from my website, yours truly gets a little bit of a commission on anything that you purchase. And as I've said before, and I can understand this would be a concern, I don't get to see what you buy. I don't care what you buy. All I care about is that you're kind enough to click on that Amazon link. So this would really help me. If you could do that, it's not going to cost you anything. Keep in mind, too, I could definitely use some new donations, especially as we enter the summer months. It's a very challenging time. I know the Lord will provide if he wants me to continue this show, and I certainly plan to do my best. And one of the ways I do that is that I tell you about my need. I try to be really honest with you. Please prayerfully consider becoming a sponsor. I know that I have a lot of listeners who haven't done this. Now, if you can't, that's fine. But if you've listened to the show for a number of years and you would like to help me out, if you'd like to see this program continue, would you please consider giving a certain amount per month? You can sign up securely via PayPal through followingthetruth.com, or you can make a one-time donation. It's very much appreciated, and I thank you in advance for that. Also, please keep me and my work in your prayers, and I promise to do the same for you. This morning, I was blessed to be able to be on EWTN Radio on the program Morning Glory. I love the show, in addition to the Sunrise Morning Show, which I do every week, which I will do tomorrow at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. I, from time to time, do Morning Glory with Brian Patrick and Gloria Purvis. Today, we talked about how to overcome the anxieties that we face due to the craziness of the world by turning to the Lord. We talked about it. I gave some advice. The podcast is available on the Morning Glory website. I tweeted it out. So if you follow me on Twitter, you'll be able to see that. EWTN tweeted it out as well. That's pretty hard to say, is that tweeted it out. But I did pretty good with that, didn't you think? Anyway, I love doing the show. If you want to listen to the program, the podcast is out there. This is a good reminder for me to mention that if you don't follow me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Pinterest or any of these other outlets, I would recommend that you do so. I try to put out important inspirational messages and uplifting Bible verses. I try to do that each day whenever I can. You can get access to all of my social media platforms simply by going to followingthetruth.com, which is my website, and take a look for the little icons at the top. You'll find all of my various social media platforms. Just click on the appropriate one, and it will take you to where you need to be. If you have any questions, you can always just email me, and I'd be happy to respond to let you know how to find me on social media. It's a great tool. And I've said many times that if St. Paul had access to Twitter or Facebook, you know he would be using it, right? I mean, it's just a great tool. It's for all of us. You can share inspirational articles that you read, maybe little Bible verses. And, you know, it's not as scary. Because this could be a struggle sometimes, especially if you might be a little new to really getting to know the Lord. You might be a little uneasy. You don't want people to think you're weird. You could do it very anonymously, in a sense, to just put it out there on your Facebook or your Twitter or your Pinterest or Instagram feed, and people can see it. You're not really directing it toward any one person, but it's a great way to evangelize. So I'd recommend that you please consider that in your own life. That's something you can do. A lot of times we don't think there's anything we can do. That's something we can definitely do. Okay, you ready to pray? We are so blessed because today and every day we have our Heavenly Father standing by, listening to every word that we pray. Let's pray to Him. Let's ask Him to bless us, to bless the time we spend together, and to strengthen everyone who is struggling today. Does that sound good? Please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, first of all, thank you for giving us another day. You are so great you're so kind and generous to us to give us another day on this planet. You've decided that the time was not right for us to be judged yet, so we are still here. You're still giving us a chance to grow closer to you and to follow your commands and to lead other souls close to you. You have given us a mission, even if it's just for today, and we're grateful for that mission. We ask you, Father, to help us to understand what it is that you have in mind for us to do today. Please bless us and our family members. Bless those around us. Help us to be a light shining in the darkness wherever we go. May all of our actions and our words give glory to your name. Father, we ask you to bless the sick. Help them out. Help them to feel your peace. Please heal them in the best way possible. Please be with those who are lonely, those who are struggling with anxiety, those who may be experiencing a breakup in a relationship, those who are dealing with doubt or despair, those who just feel hopeless, those who are struggling with addiction, those who may be battling religious persecution or extreme weather-related conditions, or maybe who are dealing with financial difficulties. Father, we lift up those who are homeless, those who are living in poverty, those who are mentally ill, those who don't know you at all. We give them to you and we ask you to bless them and to draw them closer to you. And if you can use us in any way to do so, please, we are more than willing. Father, we present to you our own personal intentions. We all have them. We give them to you this day, and we ask you to answer these requests in your, according to your will, whatever you think is best. I give you this radio program, and I ask you, Father, to speak through me. Help me to step aside so that you may speak through me. Please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We lift up our priests, our religious, our deacons. We pray for an increase in vocations. We pray for an end to abortion. We pray for all of our government leaders, that they may do your will at all times, that they may not follow their own ambitions, but rather follow your will. We especially lift up the individuals who died in the nightclub shooting in Orlando, including the killer. We lift them all up. We ask you to have mercy on their souls. We pray for all affected family members, those who are wounded. We ask you to help them heal, because we know that you can do that, Father. We know that you allow evil to exist because of free will, but you can also bring good out of evil. So we ask you to do that, please, Father. We also pray for peace in the world. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You know what? It is so special to pray with you. It's a great blessing for me to be here every night. You know, we're now in our sixth year on Blog Talk Radio. The program is now carried on iTunes and TuneIn Radio as well. So you can take me wherever you go, as I like to kid around, but it's really true, and say it's getting more difficult to stay away from me, isn't it? I have ways of finding you, but it's just an awesome privilege to be with you. Coming attraction, I've mentioned this, or I should say coming attractions, in just a few months, God willing, and I always like to say that because I want to make sure that I'm here and that the program is still here and that I survive financially. You know, this is up to the Lord, but my goal is for us to once again do total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We'll start in September. We'll make our total consecration or renew it on October the 7th, as we've done for the past, this will be the sixth year, for the past 5 years. This year, we're coming up with I'm coming up with my own hybrid total consecration, or sometimes I call it the Frankenstein monster of total consecration. I'm going to take all the books that we've used, including maybe one or two that I've never used before, put them all together and come up with a total consecration preparation that is faithful to St. Louis de Montfort's objectives. So this is going to be unique. I'm telling you, you're not going to get this anywhere else. We've done several different methods. This year, it's going to be unlike anything we've ever done before, and I just have a feeling it's going to be special. So stay tuned for more information. If you're not on my mailing list, make sure you go to followingthetruth.com and sign up for my email mailing list so you can find out more information. And then after that, God willing, once again, I plan to do an Advent retreat. So if you stick with me, you'll get to participate in that. The Advent retreat's always a special time of year. Advent's a special time of year. The retreat is a very special way to grow closer to the Lord. If you have any questions about any of this, my email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, let's take a look at these Mass readings from Tuesday of the 14th week. Not the 14th week, Tuesday the 14th of June. Tuesday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time. We're going to, once again, turn to the first book of Kings. Yesterday, we heard about Naboth the Jezreelite and Ahab, the king of Samaria. Ahab wanted the vineyard that Naboth owned. Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, came up with this plan. They ended up having Naboth killed, and Ahab took over possession of the vineyard. You're going to see today, and you know what, and this is a really clear message. We don't want to get too complicated with this. This message is really clear. You do things that are evil, you're going to pay the price someday. You might not see it in this life, but you're going to see it in the next life for sure. Keep that in mind. We all want to follow the Lord's command. Otherwise, there are going to be repercussions. Let's look at the story from the first book of Kings, chapter 21, verses 17 through 29. After the death of Naboth, the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, "Start down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He will be in the vineyard of Naboth. You shall tell him, 'The Lord says, after murdering, do you also take possession?' For this the Lord says, 'In the place where the dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, the dogs shall lick up your blood also.' Ahab said to Elijah, 'Have you found me out, my enemy?' 'Yes,' he answered, 'because you have given yourself up to doing evil in the Lord's sight. I am bringing evil upon you. I will destroy you and will cut off every male in Ahab's line, whether slave or free man in Israel. I will make your house like that of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and like that of Baasha, son of Ahijah, because of how you have provoked me by leading Israel into sin. Against Jezebel, too, the Lord declared, the dogs shall devour Jezebel in the district of Jezreel. When one of Ahab's line dies in the city, dogs will devour him. When one of them dies in the field, the birds of the sky will devour him. Indeed, no one gave himself up to the doing of evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Ahab, urged on by his wife Jezebel. He became completely abominable by following idols, just as the Amorites had done, whom the Lord drove out before the children of Israel. When Ahab heard these words, he tore his garments and put on sackcloth over his bare flesh. He fasted, slept in the sackcloth, and went about subdued. Then the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, 'Have you seen that Ahab has humbled himself before me? Since he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his time. I will bring the evil upon his house during the reign of his son.'" So what we see here is a real reminder. Now, you know what I always tell you? This is God speaking to you. This is the inspired word of God. This is directed to you as well as the people involved. So these words are spoken to us. We are all guilty of committing some sin. Today, in fact, we've committed some sin. And if you're not sure about it, ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you. We've all done something we shouldn't have done. It could be minor, it could be major. The moral of the story is, you do something bad and you don't repent. See, that's the key. You don't repent. There's a good chance your bottom, okay, I don't want to, your bottom, I'm trying to clean this up a little. Your bottom will end up in hell. How's that? I don't want to offend anybody with using other terms. When my girls were young, we used to call their rear ends bottom. So let me say, your rear end won't end up in hell. How's that? Oh man! But if you don't repent, there's a good chance you could end up in hell if you have a mortal sin on your soul. Objectively speaking, that's what the church teaches. But if you do repent, your slate is wiped clean. This is the example given to us. No matter what you've done, please remember the great sacrament of confession and go. Make it a point to go. Make a decision to go now. Don't downplay it. If you're waiting for the Holy Spirit to nudge you, here's your nudge. He's speaking through me now. I guarantee if you have committed a mortal sin and you've been away from confession for a long time, he's telling you to go. I can say that without any doubt. I can't always claim to be a prophet, but that is a no-brainer. You need to go to confession. What a great gift it is. So this is the blessing given to us by the Lord, this gift of forgiveness. But we have to do what we can. We can't just wait for him to forgive us without doing anything. Our job is to go to confession and to say we're sorry and to pledge that we will do our best with his help to not sin again. That's our job. His job is to forgive us. So we see that happen here. We see forgiveness handed down to somebody who did something very nasty. Keep that in mind. Please make sure, if it's been a while, that you go to confession, especially. Now, the psalm today, and this is the thing. Look, let's be honest. We don't want to admit that we sin, because sin is a dirty word anymore. And we live in a society where nobody sins. Well, guess what? We're all sinners. Let's get real here. We're all sinners. The Holy Father goes to confession frequently. If we say we have no sin in us, as St. John says in one of his letters, we're liars. Okay, so we have sinned. Psalm 51, be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. You see that? You're asking for God's mercy. The Psalms can be so great sometimes. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. For I acknowledge my offense, and my sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my guilt. Free me from blood guilt, O God, my saving God. Then my tongue shall revel in your justice. Is that a great prayer? Pray that tonight. It's a good habit to say that every night, to ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. You could pray that every night, pray an act of contrition, and then make it a point to go to confession frequently. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. Today's gospel, and this is what we talked about at the beginning of the show, this is a continuation of Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount. This is challenging. But he doesn't give us an out here. He doesn't say, try this, if it's too hard, don't do it. Matthew 5, 43 through 48, Jesus said to his disciples, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what's unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Okay, that last line knocks us for a loop, but here's what we need to remember. We are called to love our enemies, including the terrorists who hate us and want to kill us. And furthermore, you might not have a problem with them. You might be able to pray for them. But can you pray for the person that you work with who's nasty, who says bad things about you? Can you pray for your former girlfriend or boyfriend who just broke up with you and hurt you deeply? Can you pray for your enemies in that sense? That's challenging. Chances are, if we try to do this on our own, we're going to fail because we have a fallen human nature. The Lord knows that. He would not say, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, unless he was going to give you help. When you love your enemy, you are loving as God loves. You, if you've been baptized, you have the Holy Spirit. You have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When you're confirmed, those gifts get boosted. You get a little booster shot there. So now you are strengthened. You have the ability within you, through the Holy Spirit, to love as God loves. The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. That's good love. That's unconditional love. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Number one, remember who your enemies are, because some of them you might have forgotten, and then pray for them. All right? You might also have the opportunity to be nice to them and be charitable. Some of these people might be out of your life, and you might not be able to do that. Then you could certainly pray for them. But pray for them and do whatever you can. Then, at that point, with that love, you're being perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. All right? It's not that scary when you think about the fact that the Lord wants to help us. All right, let's open the Imitation of Christ now. Chapter 17, we're going to talk about all our cares must be placed in God. This isn't too complicated. What we have here is a dialogue between Christ and a disciple. Guess who we are? That's right. We are the disciple. Picture the Lord saying these words to you. This is a powerful lesson. And especially if you've got a lot of problems tonight. We all have various degrees of problems going on. Keep this in mind. keep this dialogue in mind, and I want you to picture, close your eyes, picture Jesus having this conversation with you. My child, permit me to do with you what I will, for I know what is best for you. You think as a human being and judge things according to human reason, but you are often swayed by your feelings and worldly attitudes so that you can easily be deceived and make mistakes. Now, this really ties in to that gospel today, because we look at loving our enemies and we think, no way, there's just no way I could do this. Or I'm such a sinner. We looked at the example of Ahab in the first reading. I'm such a sinner. I'm horrible. God hates me. None of which is true. You are a sinner. That's the only thing that's true. But you can be forgiven. All you need to do is ask for forgiveness. So don't let the worldly attitudes that sometimes fool you, don't let that fool you. Listen to what the Lord says. Now, you as the disciple, say to the Lord, Lord, everything you say is true. Your providence is far better for me than any care I can take care of myself. Those who do not put all their trust in you run a great risk of falling. Therefore, Lord, if only my will remain firmly fixed in you, do with me as you please, for whatever you do with me can only be good. If it's your will that I may be in light, may you be blessed, Lord. But if it's your will that I may be in darkness, may you also be blessed. If in your mercy you comfort me, be you blessed. But if it's your will that I be afflicted, still be you always blessed. In other words, what you are saying, or what you should say to the Lord with the problems that you're experiencing in your life, Lord, whatever you want. If you want me to be sick, if you want me to be healthy, if you want me to be rich or poor, if you want me to die at an early age or at an advanced age, that doesn't matter. What matters, Lord, is that I do your will. Now, if you hear this and you think, I can't say this, pray for the grace to really feel that way. And I got news for you. You can pray that. You can pray this prayer or that prayer to be completely indifferent as to what happens to you. You might not want to pray it. You may not feel like praying it, but you can use the words. But I would also pray for the grace to be able to really, really, and really truly mean those words. And don't try to do it by yourself. Ask for help, okay? Now, Christ could respond by saying, my child, this is how you must stand if you want to walk beside me. You must be as ready to suffer as to rejoice, as willing to be needy and poor as to be rich and have abundance. Because honestly, if you're following the Lord and you realize that he loves you, which he does, and anything that he allows to happen in your life, be it good or bad, somehow can help you. If you have that mindset, you're going to be willing to accept whatever he sends into your life. Makes sense, doesn't it? Now, here's the response of the disciple. Again, this might not be your response, but this should be your response. Lord, I willingly bear for you whatever you are pleased to give me. With indifference, I will take from your hand, good and bad, bitter and sweet, joy and sorrow. And for all these things that may happen to me, I thank you with all my heart. Keep me from sin, Lord, and I will fear neither death nor hell. Do not blot my name out of the book of life, and then whatever trouble befalls me will not disturb me. Good message, isn't it? It's a challenging message because we have a preference. Look, I like when good things happen to me. I don't like a lot of problems in my life. I don't like sickness. I don't like to have to step out of my comfort zone. I like to be comfortable. But as you grow in your relationship with our Lord, that should change. And you should change from me, me, me to, Lord, what can I do for you? You have loved me. I mean, this is, look, let's face it. The Lord has loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to come to earth to redeem us, right? What more can he do than that? And he loves us unconditionally and forgives us time and time again for the sins we commit. Isn't it only fair that we do something? Ultimately, he's promising us eternal life in heaven. That can easily be missed because we like our pleasure down here on this earth. But that's not going to last. That's going to last a few years. It's going to be over in the blink of an eye. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, right? That's in the Sermon on the Mount as well. Ask the Lord for help. Keep your eye on heaven. And when you do that, things will fall into place. Amen. I got to run. God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow. Have yourself a wonderful night. Thanks so much for tuning in. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.